Meet Ivy Sauls, Arrow TV's first anchor. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome into this Arrow News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Ivy Sauls, who has joined Arrow News as our Arrow TV anchor person. Ivy, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me, first of all, about your aviation background, because I find this interesting. A lot of talking heads in the general media appear clueless about aviation, but you seem to have quite a background in this area.
Well, my background stems from my childhood. My grandfather was in the Air Force for 27 years, and when he retired, he wanted to have his own airfield, so he constructed his own, and I grew up on it. I spent pretty much every day of my life flying until he passed away, and ever since, I've just been wanting to fly.
All right, well, this was called the Thunderbird Air Park. Where in Florida was it located?
Lake Como, Florida.
Central Florida?
Central Florida, yes.
When you were a kid hanging around the airport, was it just kind of a geeky interest of other people that you have very slowly warmed up to, or were you one of these kids who looked out the window and your jaw dropped and said, I want to do that?
That's definitely the case. I mean, my grandpa would have parades of airplanes for me on my birthday, and I just thought, you know, no other kid has this. It's just great. It's something I would never want to move away from.
Now, did you take advantage of the opportunity to learn to fly?
Actually, I never really got the opportunity. I was, you know, busy with grade school, so I just flew for fun, and now I am getting into trying to learn how to fly.
Well, tell us what your TV background is, because we're going to talk in a moment about how they've merged.
All right, TV. Well, I went to school, University of Central Florida, for radio television broadcasting. I just recently graduated. While I was there, I did some production work for the nightly news newscast, which was done weekly, and I did that for about a year, and then after that, I went to WESH News Channel 2 in Orlando, and I was an associate producer. I worked there for a year before transferring to WKCF CW 18 TV, where I was a spokesperson for the Backlot Crew Promotions team.
Now, tell us a little bit about what that involves. First of all, WESH is the NBC affiliate and one of the more successful stations in Orlando.
Yes.
But probably was going to be a long time before you got to bubble to the top and actually get much camera time there. Going over to Channel 18, which is the CW affiliate in town, you actually got to do on-camera work for promotional activities?
Yes, I did. Well, actually, the CW merged with West 2 News. They're a sister station, and they share the same building now. So I got to talk to a lot of the people who work there and manage doing a few commercials, and here I am.
Tell us what made you decide to take this flyer into new media. You had reached a point where a lot of would-be broadcasters, making the cut, I guess you would say, is to get your foot in the door at a major TV station in a top, well, in this case, a top 35 market. What made you decide to segue into new media?
Well, having worked in broadcast, I definitely got a feel for the environment and the business itself, and it just wasn't as appealing as it had once seemed when I started school. So I was wanting to venture into a different realm, but I wasn't sure exactly what to do since all I had done is broadcast. So doing something more fun and involved in something that I definitely care and have grown up being around, it just makes so much more of a difference. It's something I can be passionate about, whereas, you know, the blood and guts of broadcast TV, I have no care to hear about. So,
well, you know, one of the things that marks video news in any medium is that the agenda tends to get influenced by what will make compelling video. And I'm not necessarily criticizing that, because I think it's, you know, obviously it's important if you're in the TV business to create TV that people will be compelled to watch. The opportunity to do product-related stories, you know, human interest and feature-related stories, and just cover some of the innovations of our time technically is something that was very compelling to me. Are you kind of a gadget person? I mean, are you interested in new technology?
Well, I'm definitely interested in new technology. I like to get my hands on things and try to do things myself so I can see how we can alter things, make them better. So I'm always open to learning about new things and trying new things out.
My guest is Ivy Sauls, who is going to be our new anchor person for Arrow TV. We'll talk more with Ivy in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Arrow News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with a new colleague, Ivy Sauls, our new anchor for Aero TV. And we'll be doing a lot of work in the coming week from the National Business Aviation Association convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Ivy, let me ask you about TV versus new media. And I think when I was a young person and people said, why are you getting into radio instead of TV? My answer always was, and I really felt this way, that everything I saw in TV was a committee process, whereas in radio, I had the chance to be hands-on at every step of the creative process and really make the product my own. Is that an influence for someone with your background to get into new media versus broadcast television?
For sure. I mean, I definitely like to be able to have my own input on things. I definitely feel like I have more of a creative input whenever I work here as compared to working at a broadcast television station, because a lot of people are involved in a broadcast television station, and also, you know, you don't really get to express yourself creatively.
Well, the downside of that, though, is that in TV, if you have produced and written the stories and there's a mistake on the teleprompter, you can't explode at somebody else once you go to commercials.
I actually like that, too, because I was the one who ran the teleprompter for the entire time I worked at WESH. Mm-hmm. So I will be the person to be yelled at, but I would never yell at anyone for messing up anyways, because been there, done that.
What about the stories that you've covered so far that you've worked on in your first week at Aero News do you find most interesting? What side of the business is really most exciting to you?
There's just so much that goes on that I think the general population of people just don't even know that takes place. And I think that's very fascinating that, you know, people are whizzing above them every day and they have no idea what's going on.
They do occasionally have politicians call to their attention how dangerous these flying metal objects are overhead, but I don't know that that's the kind of education we want them to get.
I think that's about all they're getting, too, which is pretty bad. But, you know, hopefully we can draw in some viewers from other realms other than just the aviation industry and, you know, make people understand that aviation is a wonderful thing and they should have nothing to be scared of.
Now, you're in an age group that I think is associated with comfort with new media in general. I've heard people refer to people who are coming out of college now as the YouTube generation. I don't know if that's necessarily something I'd want hung around my neck, but do you have a background with some of the internet-based media that we're now getting into as an entire society?
Oh, sure. I've been toying with this stuff for a while, especially in school. And, of course, you know, growing up, I was always on the internet, and I couldn't even teach my parents how to use a mouse, so... You know, it's something that our age group definitely has a good feel for, something we are raised with. So we're always interested in seeing new things develop and using new things to make new things.
Now, your bio talks about some other interests. It says you enjoy surfing, which is there a chance to do much of that in Florida? I mean, the water is warm, but do you find big enough waves?
Well, I didn't say big waves, but
okay.
I definitely love to surf. The best surf comes around this time of year. Fortunately, I've only tried to go surfing this summer once. I've been busy with school, finishing up school, and I went over to Texas. So I haven't really had a chance to go this summer, but it's something I definitely, when I have the time and I can, I love to go do it. And plus, I know of a couple pretty good spots where there's pretty good surf, no matter what time of year it is, no matter how flat it is, there's still a little ripple I can try to catch.
Well, now it says here, too, in your bio that you're a car aficionado. What are you driving something personally now that you're proud of, or is it a stopgap until you can get what you really want?
It's definitely just what I'm driving right now. I drove two Mustangs before the car I have now, and right now I just have a Volkswagen Jetta, and I'm actually trying to get rid of it and get something else in place of it because it's not being very nice to me.
Well, listen, your family, I guess, is still connected with Thunderbird Air Park. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Is it still called Thunderbird Air Park?
It is still called Thunderbird Air Park.
Is there any thought that at some point you might get into the airport management business?
Absolutely, because my parents have been telling me before I even finished high school, they want to retire someday, so I have to.
Or at least help them find the right person.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Ivy, listen, we look forward to seeing you at the NBAA show in Atlanta. I know our Aero News listeners who are going to make the transition to Aero TV look forward to getting the chance to see you on Aero TV. And we wish you all the best of luck, and we will see you in a couple days in Atlanta.
Thank you so much.
My guest has been Ivy Sauls. You'll get to see lots of her work starting this coming week. All of us will be at the National Business Aviation Association show in Atlanta for a few days. And you can find Aero TV at www.aero-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find our print and audio sides at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.